Did you know that doctors can get tax rebates worth thousands of pounds, but only if you claim them? If you're a doctor who's paid GMC fees, Royal College fees, professional exam fees, indemnity fees, and a host of other employment expenses, you can claim a tax rebate potentially worth thousands of pounds yourself for free. In this video, we're going to show you how to claim this tax rebate, how to avoid some common mistakes, like forgetting to claim CCT fees, for example, and we'll answer common questions like, how many years can I claim for? We'll also share our tax guide that has helped over 50,000 doctors claim thousands of pounds back themselves for free, and we'll reveal our guide specifically for nurses. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to hit the and the subscribe button if you like this, of course, and ask your questions in the comments. NHS staff, doctors, nurses, all NHS staff are being paid less to do more in increasingly difficult conditions, and we want to use our skills to help as many of you as possible to claim the tax rebates you deserve for free. It's also coming up to the end of the tax year, so you need to get claiming soon to avoid missing out.
The Medics Money podcast helps doctors, dentists, and other professionals make better financial decisions. Hosted by myself, Dr. Tommy Perkins, a GP.
And by me, Dr. Ed Cantelo, a GP, but also a chartered accountant and chartered tax advisor.
This podcast is for general information only and does not constitute any form of advice, and tax allowances and rates are subject to change.
Hi there. I'm Dr. Tommy Perkins, a GP.
And I'm Dr. Ed Cantelo, a chartered accountant and chartered tax advisor, but also a salaried GP on the South Coast.
Let's get straight into it. Question number one, if I do claim a tax rebate, how much will I get?
Yeah, this is the burning question that everyone wants to ask. It does depend on several factors, of course it does, such as the tax rate that you pay. But just as a personal example, I've managed to save £2,350 in tax over the past 4 tax years by claiming the tax back on all of my allowable employment expenses that I've incurred as a doctor, which added up to quite a significant, nearly £6,000 of expenses. And for those of you who haven't made a claim yet, as Tommy said, you know, that's what we're going to discuss today. We need you to get those claims in to get that money back.
Absolutely. So if that doesn't motivate you, nothing will. The potentially large amounts that you can claim here. But what can doctors claim tax rebates on?
Yeah, so expenses that are tax deductible against your employment income or your salary as a doctor, they fall into 5 main categories. One of these relates to the occupational pension scheme, such as the NHS pension scheme, which is, of course, very important for us. But the other important category for doctors is that any professional fees or subscriptions paid to an organisation approved by HMRC, those are allowable expenses. Okay, and that means, as Tommy listed in the intro, that means any annual subscription fees pay to the GMC, the Royal Colleges, the BMA, if you remember, or those professional indemnity insurance, the MDU, the MPS, the MDDUS, all these people, they're all allowable expenses. And you can also claim, as somebody said, your CCT fee as well, which is something that a lot of people forget. So make sure you don't forget to make a note of that CCT fee and make a claim to get the tax back on that expense. And very importantly, doctors can also claim for any examination fees incurred for Royal College exams, assuming that they're mandatory under a training contract, and that includes any resits and any associated costs such as travel to the exam or any hotel expenses that you may incur because of the exam. So it's really, there's a lot of expenses there that we can make claims for. And if you claim for your allowable expenses, you should then get a tax rebate, which for most doctors in England, Wales and Northern Ireland could give you up to 45% of the cost back, and in Scotland up to 47% currently, or 48% from the 6th of April, 2024. And I just want to say on that note as well, it's important that some people, maybe even more, depending on their level of income, because there will be some doctors out there where they're at that level of income where they're losing their personal allowance when they make extra money, or they're losing child benefit, or they may be around that horrible £100,000 mark where you start to lose the, where you lose the tax-free childcare scheme payments. So reducing your taxable income if you're in those sort of areas, you know, that you could yield even more tax back for those doctors. So even worth it even more to make the claim, but basically worth it for everyone.
Really great explanation there, especially considering that your cat was calling right in front of you as well, as you would have seen on YouTube. So great explanation. You're wondering how to claim, the links for the doctors and the nurses guide are in the show notes below. So look at those links. But before you click those links, you need to know a few more things to help you get the most amount you can. So another question we get a lot, is there a list of what doctors can claim tax rebates on?
Yes, we often ask this question. People would love to have a definitive list of what you can claim tax back on. Sadly, there isn't as such. HMRC does, however, have a list of professional bodies that are approved for tax relief. They call it List 3. Our rebate guide that Thomas just mentioned, that can help you search that list so you can claim back as much as possible. But that list is publicly available information, so it's called List 3. It's not very intuitive to search. So, for example, if you search for GMC under G for general, you're not going to have too much luck. It actually appears in the under the letter M for Medical Council General. No idea why. The BMA also appears as Medical Association British, which makes it a little bit trickier to use. But as I say, that list is out there and our free guide will run you through that.
Yeah, almost like they're trying to make it difficult for us by listing the BMA, which starts with a B, in the M section. Makes perfect sense. But we are making it as easy as possible for you by downloading our guide. Over 50,000 doctors now have used that guide step by step to get the most amount that you can claim. And I think you need to clarify that we're talking about employees here, and the rules for doctors who are self-employed or working via a limited company are different. Consult an expert if that is you. The next big question that we get asked all the time, and something that so many people don't realize that can give you a massive boost to how much you can claim, is how many years can I claim a tax rebate for?
So HMRC, they allow you to claim for the four previous tax years, as well as the current tax year. A lot of you guys watching or listening will know that the tax year in the UK runs strangely from the 6th of April to the following 5th of April. So we're currently, as of the date of recording this, we're in the 2023 to 2024 tax year, or some people say the 23-24 tax year. As you can claim for the previous four tax years, currently you can claim for the 2019 to 2020 tax year, 2020-2021, 2021-2022, and 2022-2023 tax years, as well as the current 2023 to 2024 tax year. Or to put it in another way that doesn't involve me saying so many numbers, you can currently claim for any allowable employment expense that you've incurred from the 6th of April 2019 up to today's date. If you do have any allowable expenses incurred between the 6th of April 2019 and the 5th of April 2020, and you've not yet made a claim for them, then you need to do so before the 6th of April 2024, or else you'll lose the ability to make that claim. Because HMRC are very strict about these timeframes, so just watch out for that.
Definitely, don't miss out. Tax year coming up, so get your skates on. This is your money to reclaim. The guide goes through it. Next question is, do I need receipts?
Yeah, another question we get asked all the time. You don't need receipts to make your claim. If you know the amounts you paid, then you can use those. And a lot of people will use their bank statements to guide them. But in the event of any queries by HMRC, which is quite unlikely, but it might happen, you will need to be able to produce receipts. Most of that information can easily be obtained. So, for example, you can log on to your GMC account and click My Account and Payment History, and all your GMC fee receipts will be there. The Royal Colleges usually have something similar. Again, if you download our step-by-step guide to reclaiming tax, it will show you how to get those receipts quite easily. So it's well worth doing.
Awesome. Is there anything that cannot be claimed?
Yeah, sadly, there's quite a few things that can't be claimed. HMRC aren't going to give up their money easily, okay? Certain things that you definitely can't claim for include the following, okay? So any fees which your employer has paid for you, for example, for your study budget, which is fair enough, really. If you've not actually incurred that expense, you should get the tax back for it. But that's number one. Number two, we mentioned about exams and how you can claim for the examination costs. You can't claim for any revision courses or any expenses in connection with studying for those exams. Okay. Very unfairly, you can't claim fees for continuing professional development, such as courses. Okay. If you have a trainee contract, if you're a junior doctor or a trainee contract for one of the Royal Colleges, and that specifically states that you are required to complete specific training, then that can be allowable, that may be allowable. But on the whole, for most doctors, any continuing professional development isn't allowed. And likewise, any fees for diplomas taken, if they're not a requirement, if you're completing your training, such as, say, for example, Botox training, minor operation training, etc., then you can't claim for those as well, sadly.
Unbelievably, we still see around and about people say it's just not worth claiming. So is it worth claiming?
It absolutely is definitely worth claiming. And right, I often see on social media, people say, oh, you know, it's not worth making a claim. It's quite a lot of hassle. There's no point. It's absolutely worth making a claim. You know, I mentioned right at the start of this, I made my own claim for allowable employment expenses, which were nearly £6,000. And that saved me £2,350. So it's well worth doing, because over four tax years plus your current tax year, you're going to have incurred a lot of expenses. And it's very straightforward to claim. You know, as we said many a time, you can use your free step-by-step guide, really holds your hand, takes you through it. You can find it really easily. It's just on our website, medicsmoney.co.uk. You can click the link at the top that says download guide, but of course there will be links for the related to this video as well. So definitely well worth doing it. Please do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else to add?
Yeah, other things to add are, so firstly, if you have allowable employment expenses that exceed £2,500 in any given tax year, which isn't completely uncommon if you've done multiple exams or resit in a given tax year, you have to do a tax return for that specific tax year. Okay, if you try and use the guide or any other system, it would just say no. You have to do a tax return for that tax year. So if you make a claim for, let's say, the past four tax years, and in one of them your expenses exceed £2,500, then you need to do a tax return for that one year only. And you can use the guide for the other years. If you do have to do a tax return, you can notify HMRC via the website. You can then complete that tax return yourself. Alternatively, of course, you can hire an accountant to do that. And of course, if you would like to hire an accountant to do it, please do consider going to Medics Money, where you can find all the best specialist medical accountants on there to help you with that. And secondly, last thing to add is that if you already do file a UK tax return, which some people will be doing, if you do file a tax return, then you need to claim your expenses using that tax return.
Brilliant. So we want as many of you as possible to claim this. Over 50,000 doctors have claimed now, and that's because people like you have used our guide, found it useful, and shared it with your friends. So if you've already claimed, share it with your friends. Let's help everybody out. If you haven't claimed, you've got to get going claiming now. Download our guide, and with the guide comes a few emails that just take you through step by step how to do it, answer common questions, show you links to other videos and podcasts which will help you to maximize the amount that you claim. But if all of that doesn't help you and you still got a question, drop it in the comments below and we'll do our very best to get back to you. And anyone who asked a question over the years, and we've had hundreds of them over the years, has helped us to refine the guide. So thank you for asking your questions. Thank you for watching. Thank you for hitting the subscribe button and the like button. And we'll see you on the next video.
Thanks, guys.